This is The Bird Show.
We all struggle. Everybody has a struggle of who they are and who they want to be in certain different areas. I want to be a guy that can go out and casually drink and not have to get my buzz on and just go home and sleep. I want to be that guy. I really want to be him. I'm not. I go out, I start drinking, and I can't turn it down. I want to be a guy that doesn't have any time for the Jersey Shore or any of the MTV shows. I'm not that guy.
Okay? You get addicted to those.
Addicted, and it's a total and complete waste of my time. Jen Hobby is struggling big time right now with who she is and who she wants to be.
Really?
Well, I don't know if it's who I want to be, but it's who I've said that I want to be. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh my God.
Anyway, it's a dating struggle, right? Because right. I've been single for several months now and dating and enjoying it and really enjoying spending time with different people and that kind of stuff. And I'm continuing to do it. But there's one person that I'm dating that I'm really, really interested in. So, you know, if we're, you know, in a sprint, there's somebody in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what?
I was just going to add a little history.
Okay.
Jen's history is this, is that she's been married, and the guy that she got married to, she started dating when she was 19 years old.
Yes.
And that relationship lasted until she was...
31.
Only dude she'd right. ever been with. Pretty much.
From 19 to 31.
From 19 to 31. So right. a lot of formidable years there. They divorce, and she gets back into a relationship with another guy how many months after the divorce?
There was a time where I dated one of your friends and had like the dating time. Mm-hmm. And then that one was last year, like around like December.
Okay. And then there was sort of like this very.
And then it was like 8 or 9 months.
And it was a serious relationship.
Monogamous relationship.
Right.
Yes.
All right. So she came out
Committed.
Of that. She came out of that. And the idea was she came on and she's like, I am going to date like a man.
Dating is a verb.
I'm going to date like a man. And I'm going to. I think we had suggestions. Look, you don't need to tell guys that you're going out with a whole bunch of them, but that should be your attitude. Just go out with a whole bunch of them, and you were on board on that.
And I still am.
Sort of.
Kind of.
No.
I still am on board on that.
Come on.
Melissa just checked on her tea.
Melissa, go ahead, please, because I think
I'm still on board on that. I love
Jen. Jen is a sister to me. But honey, come on.
I'm definitely still on board on that, and I have been. But
look me in the eye and say that again.
I know.
Without fidgeting.
Well, what I'm saying is that it's changing now.
You can't
now
look at me.
Because
you can't look at
you
me.
You can't look her in the eye.
It's changing now because I'm really interested in one person more than the others.
And
that's kind of what dating is for, right? To like
right.
find like, you know.
And you don't want to like screw that one thing up that's going so well and that you can see potential for.
But what right. I'm saying is in the beginning of these relationships, while it's cool to be excited, you're still allowed to date other guys and be just as excited.
Well, which I am.
But the whole issue is what you want to be and what you are, right? Because as
so
long as you embrace the
it?
Truth and know who you are, then it's fine. And you are a serial monogamist. You are yeah. serial monogamous, and you try dating, but you don't like dating. You like being in a relationship better.
Well, I like being single, too. I like my independence, and I like that kind of thing. But I think once you're, I don't know, I guess like once I'm interested in someone, I want to spend more time with them because I want to get to know that person better. Because mm-hmm. there's like something, you know, really intriguing, or there's the spark there, or whatever. And then I think, you know, as things progress and become more intimate, then I think... I have a harder time with continuing to date other people because it feels like you're being unfaithful or something. But at the same time, there's been no discussion of like
being exclusive.
Are you dating other people mm-hmm. or anything? There's been no mm-hmm. exclusive talk has happened, so I shouldn't feel bad about it, but I kind of feel bad about it. But I'm still doing it because I feel like I should.
If
Does that make sense?
Oh, completely.
Yes and no. But if you were dating like a dude or dating like some of the women that we talked to that have the ability to not emotionally get invested like you do or as excited, then when you started to feel that excitement, you would sort of detach yourself and say, look, I don't want to get really serious right now. Some women will say, I just don't want to be in a relationship right now. I don't want to get serious no matter who comes my way. You're not capable of doing that.
I am a serial monogamous. I will say that out loud. I'm a serial monogamous. I hate dating. I thought dating was boring. I thought it was shallow. I mean, I'm one of those people that I really didn't enjoy it. Like, I mean, because I, when I met Katie, I was going out with three or four women at once. And I forced myself to make, but Katie was always, as soon as I met her, the one that I enjoyed the most. But I forced myself to go out with these other women because I thought, you know what, this is what I need to do. I ended up with Katie anyway. So
for how long did you juggle the four?
Only like a month or two. Because it's like
This is more than most can do.
But Jen's like saying that's what I'm saying. But I'm admitting I'm a serial monogamist.
Okay, so you're just saying I need to admit it.
I think that you are trying so hard to be something you're not.
You like being in relationships,
and it's okay.
You like the romance of
it.
We
only
fuss
at you is because you're giving us an expectation that. You know, like, oh, okay, you know what? I'm dating is a verb. And I'm going to go out. I'm going to go. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, tippy, tippy, tippy. And it's like, what are you doing? So it's just creating that expectation.
In this new stage with a guy, I know that you guys are trying to hide the other dudes and you feel somehow that it's not loyal or whatever.
Right.
It doesn't change the attitude of the guy that you're interested in to know that you're still dabbling with other guys. It doesn't change. It makes you a hotter commodity.
Are you sure?
It seems rude to us.
It does seem rude.
Agreed.
Because you've given them this idea that you're into them, and then you start dating somebody else, and it feels like, from our perspective, it looks like mixed messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't have to like put it in his face.
Right.
But if it comes up, you're allowed to say, I've got plans on Friday night. And it will only drive him crazier for you.
Now, really? It won't make him offended?
No, it will force the conversation probably. If he's at the same place that you really are or you're hoping to get to, it may force the conversation with like, hey, Jen, so where are we in this whole thing? Have you got plans Friday night with another guy? Is that what we're going to do? And then you take it from there. But he's not going anywhere.
Okay.
See, but I
think know
that,
you don't believe it.
I don't believe it. It's hard because from a girl's perspective, you feel like they are going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, if you go and date somebody else, you feel like that guy is just going to drop you, like, in 2 seconds.
I mean, if we're talking, if you're into a relationship for a year.
Oh, well,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
but you're still in this whole
brand
new.
All of it's brand new.
Yeah, you're allowed to be your own woman and have dates on Friday nights and next Wednesday nights. And it makes you hotter when you're not available for him in the beginning of the relationship.
I couldn't do it. And I know Jen can't do it.
I know, women can't do it.
I am doing it. I'm just not super comfortable with it.
Excited about it.
I am excited about all of it because, I mean, I'm not dating anybody that I'm not interested in. Mm-hmm. If I'm not interested, I'll let you know I'm not interested or you get the brush off or whatever. So I'm not going to spend time, you know, because I feel like everybody's got busy lives, busy schedules. My friends are very important to me, so I always make time for my girlfriends. So if I'm going to take out the time and date somebody, it's going to be somebody that I, A, am interested in, think is a good person, and B, am attracted to. So, I mean, all of those things have to be there anyway. So it's not that I don't want to spend time with anybody that I've been seeing, but there's just one that's better than
And
the
I
rest.
Don't think one is worse or better than the other because it just is who, you know, again, the point of the conversation was admit who you are.
Right.
So I think women who can date, that's great. I mean, because I do think there's so many things about dating that can be enjoyable. I just didn't enjoy them, you know?
Right. See, I am enjoying it. That's the thing.
You're enjoying what?
Dating. And dating different people. I have totally enjoyed it. It's not like a burden to me to get dressed up and go out or do dinner or like the new conversations or, you know, I feel like I'm a good conversationalist. I feel like I ask a lot of questions and I'm interested in other people. So it's not a burden to me to do that at all. And like I said, people I'm spending time with, I really want to spend time with. Like, I feel like, you know, the guys that I've been dating are the cream of the crop.
How many guys are you juggling right now? Honestly.
Four.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's a little chest bump.
I know. I didn't even know
my
that.
Girl.
Now, are you dating? Are you going out with them at the same amount? I mean, same amount of dates.
No, there's one person I'm seeing much more than the other.
He's
three.
Way in the lead.
I was gonna.
He's because, like way.
Because
the
I
other
was gonna
dude.
Say, yeah,
way far in the lead.
Because with Katie and the other women, I was going out with them all at the same level.
The same level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
Aaron. But I agree with your comment that it makes you a hotter commodity if you let the guy know.
Really.
I was dating about four guys up until about a month ago, and I was interested in just one mainly, but I still wanted to see what the other guys did. And when the guy that I was really interested in found out I was dating, about 2 weeks afterwards, he actually came to me and asked me to be exclusive with just him.
And that's what you wanted at the time?
Yeah, that's what I wanted at the time, because I was in a serious relationship for 2 years, and I just I was in the whole, I just don't want to just date one guy. I just want to, you know, have my freedom, do whatever, like Jen said, not answer to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And me and him hit it off really well, but I still was like, well, I don't want to get tied down with anybody, but I really do like him, and I like the time that we'd spent together. And told him that, you know, I have plans these nights. I'm going out with a couple other guys and whatnot. And then about 2 weeks later, he finally came to me and was like, look, I don't want to basically have to share you if I don't have to.
Okay. All that's right, good advice.
But for every call we're getting there, we're getting a guy calling up saying that my advice is bad. Hey, Marcus, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, what's up, man? I just wanted to say that not all guys think that way. Like, some guys, you know, when they're in that they're trying to get with that girl and they really like her, she's dating other people, sometimes it turns them off. You know, like, I'm a guy that likes to be in a serious relationship, and if I'm dating somebody and they're talking about, hey, I got other guys, it kind of turns me off, and I probably find somebody that's looking for the same thing that I'm looking for. So,
but you're not even in that phase yet. What I'm saying is, by him knowing that you're still dating other guys and not making yourself available, that doesn't mean that you're saying I'm not open to a relationship with you. It's just you saying, I am still doing other things. You're not at the epicenter of my dating world.
Have you turned him down for something and already had plans, or are the other guys there to fill in the gaps when he's not available?
It hasn't been that long yet to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think it's
like
been
you guys
long
are still in
to...
the very beginning stages of this
very
whole
beginning.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's nothing wrong with you juggling four dudes. The same way there's nothing wrong
there's
with
There's nothing
dude.
Wrong with anybody doing anything. It's just
admitting it.
Admitting it.
I can't admit it, Melissa. Well, I think what it is I can't admit
it's all right.
it. I know
it's okay.
that. I know that I it's am okay. a relationship girl. I know mm-hmm. that I am. And so I've been trying to sort of like break that pattern, you know, because you don't want to be somebody that goes from one to the next to the next to the next to the next. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? You want to like take that time in between and all that kind of stuff. But I'm not very good at
What's
it.
What's the longest time you've taken in between your monogamous relationship? And I'm not judging because I'm that girl.
No, I know it's been like it's been a solid 72 hours at some
point.
Well,
it's only happened twice in my life. So.
Since your divorce?
Like 4 months? Probably 4 months.
Okay.
4 months. And what does that say? The 4 months part?
She's a serial monogamist.
Mm-hmm.
This is The Bird Show.